The following message is by Pastor John Piper. More information from Desiring God is available at www.desiringgod.org.
5 miles southeast of Nazareth, a young man drew his final breath and perished in his mother's arms. She stared across the olive farms south to the plain of Esdraelon, and back and forth she rocked her son, her only son, and held his head against the breast where she had fed him with bitter milk and tears. For dark and bitter were the years when he was born. His father died before the child could walk. His bride of 20 months had buried him with the help of friends out on the rim that falls steep towards Samaria. And spices from Arabia were given by the neighborhood, as everyone agreed they should, because she had no other family. But yet there was the son, and he the widow's only hope. 12 years they lived together, and her fears grew less as he became a man. And then the dread disease began. At first the intermittent cough, and then the puzzling fever off and on, and then the constant wheeze, and then the nights upon her knees. Almighty God of Abraham, take pity on me. Lord, I am a widow. He's my only son. If he should die, I am undone. And then the purple spit appeared, and all the worst that she had feared. To fight his final fears, she tried to hold him tight until he died. And back and forth she rocked her son above the plain of Esdraelon. Her friends made fit the burial place out on the rim and made a space beside his father and prepared the body, while his mother stared across the plain, too stunned to weep and weak to work or cry or even speak. And then, come burial day, at length she summoned up her little strength, and with the child and crowd and pain, she led them out the gates of Nain. And now, behold the word of God, the rock and ocean splitting rod. Along that very road there came a band of men, and one whose name is Jesus Christ, the Lord. They bowed politely to the grieving crowd, but one. The Lord had fixed his eyes, as though he heard 1,000 cries, on her. And when she saw his face, she stopped, and silence filled the place. A strange and awesome feeling fell upon the crowd, and they could tell that this exchange was very deep. And then he spoke and said, "Don't weep." And something happened in her heart and made the heaviness depart. And then he motioned to the men who held the box. And when they looked at her and saw her hope, they set it down and loosed the rope. As gentle as a hand could be, he made the coffin cover free, and then with father fingers lay the strips of facial shroud away, and spoke with passion in his eyes, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And he arose, and Jesus placed him in his mother's arms and faced her one last time. Perhaps the two of them alone were all who knew. 2 short commands were all he said. 2 people quickened from the dead. Who can withstand the word of Christ? It has for ages now sufficed to bear the universe it made. Come, let the glory be displayed of Jesus Christ's triumphant voice. The dead rise not by their own choice. And none of us would live at all but by the Lord's triumphant call. This is the truth of Candle 2. The call of God makes all things new.
Thank you for listening to this message by John Piper, pastor for preaching at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. We invite you to visit Desiring God online at www.desiringgod.org. There you'll find hundreds of sermons, articles, radio broadcasts, and much more, all available to you at no charge. Our online store carries all of Pastor John's books, audio, and video resources. You can also stay up to date on what's new at Desiring God. Again, our website is www.desiringgod.org. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Our mailing address is Desiring God, 2601 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55406. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.